everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we just walked up on her dad's porch. This is our first date. We walked up on our porch and I said, Gloria, will you marry me? She said, okay. And just went in the house. I thought, what? We got in there. She said, what have I done? I don't even know this guy. Oh, well, I'll get out of it later.
Yeah.
And in April the 13th, we celebrated our 61st wedding anniversary. She's not out of it yet. And all of those years.
Any reason to get out.
When you're married to your best friend,
yeah,
it's a lot of fun. She and I, we just have fun all the time, everywhere we go. But I want to show the attitude. We had, we were still in Tulsa, and we came back to preach at Grace Temple, Harold Nichols, pastor there. Yeah. And he was, at that time, he was our pastor. So we came back and we stayed there at my mother and dad's house. And it's where I was when I was in high school. So I was back there in the bedroom preparing to preach. 13th chapter of Romans, let every soul be subject unto higher power. For there's no power but of God, the powers that are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists an ordinance of God. They that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will you be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and you'll have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain. He is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath and doeth evil. That's what I intended to preach on which camera model. That's what I intended to preach that night. But I just kept reading. Render therefore the tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear, honor to him honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. What? Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves another hath fulfilled the law. So I picked up my Amplified and said, stay out of debt. I said, Gloria. She came in there. I said, look at this. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Her face fell. I could tell she fell. Well, there goes her house. And there goes the ministry airplane. But she said, if that's what the book says, that's what we're going to do. I said, okay. Well, you can't build any doctrine on one verse of scripture. And, I went on, I said, okay, Lord, that's what you're saying. Well, then that left my mind. And a young man over in Monroe, Louisiana, where, had a recording studio over there, and they had a big Ampex tape recorder that also would record on 8-track tapes and so forth. And of course, you young ones don't even know what that is. But anyway, it would run at higher tape speeds and you get better quality of tapes. And I got thinking about him, so I called him. I said, you have one of those in stock? Yeah, I do. How much is it? Well, it's a little over $300 some odd. And so he said, I'll just stick a note in there and you can pay it. I said, okay. So then I told my dad, I said, Dad, there's a package coming in on the trailway bus station tonight. If you go pick that up for me, please. And then I thought, what have I done? I just told the Lord I wouldn't borrow anymore, and now I've done it. So my intention, Tim, was to go get it, send it right back. Anyway, so I saw my dad leave the service. Anyway, I went ahead and preached on what I intended to preach on the first place. So then he didn't get back. He just came in right at the close of the service. And so I said, "You pick up that package at Trailway?" He said, "Yeah, I did." But he said, "There was a woman gave me this and said it was for your ministry and handed it to me. It paid for that tape machine plus about, $50. And the Lord said, "I was way ahead of you." He said, "I just wanted you to know that I am the God of more than enough, and I will take care of you." Praise now, you're going to have to learn to live debt-free.
Debt-free.
That's the...
Can you do that?
Yes, you can.
That's kind of our attitude.
And from that day until this... Mm. And I thought I'd get around it a little bit by I leased some cars. Beautiful Chrysler Imperial. It was a light yellow with bronze leather interior. Just gorgeous car. And there was another gray one that, for a man that was back in those days working for the ministry. And I'd get in the car, beautiful car. And I'd come back, the battery would be dead. What? You couldn't find anything wrong with it. So they'd charge the battery up, and it'd go for a while, and then just go out in the garage, the battery would be dead. I don't understand this. The Lord said, "I told you to stay out of debt." He said, "Leasing is just another way to borrow money." He said, "You're not in business. You're in the ministry. It doesn't do you any good." He said, "You're just trying to get around it." Yes, sir, I was. So I called the man that owned the dealership out in California. And we knew him through the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. And I called him. And I said, "Bob, I'm going to send these cars back to you." He said, "What's wrong?" I said, No, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. And I'm going to send them back to you. And you sell both of them. And if whatever, for any reason, whatever, that you lose any money on those cars, then this ministry, we will reimburse you for it." Well, I didn't hear from him. But then a man called me. He said, "Is this Kenneth Copeland of Kenneth Copeland Ministries?" I said, "Yes, it is." He said, "I just bought an almost new Chrysler that your ministry once owned that was your personal car." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Copeland, I want to tell you something." He said, "That is the greatest car." He said, "I never have any trouble with it." He said, "It's just a magnificent car. And I just wanted you to know how much I'm enjoying it."
Isn't that great?
And I said, "Well, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying it." And on the inside, the Lord said, "See there? Once you got that devil out of there," because he said, you opened the door to him. So we didn't lease anymore. But over the years, that's been a long time. Over the years, ministry, church, stats through March 2023, March of 23. Cost saved by not borrowing. We did not borrow to build the headquarters building. We didn't borrow to build the house. We didn't borrow to buy the airplanes. No borrowed money since then. We just believed God, sowed seed and believed God. 52,959,568.
That you saved?
By not borrowing. So I could not say everything financially you sow into this ministry all goes toward the project, not when I'm paying a bunch of interest on it. I can't say that. So we were at the ministries conference one year, and I went through all of this, and all the scriptures, you go over to the curse of the law, you'll borrow from many and not be able to repay. You'll be the tail and not the head.
Yeah.
Then in the book of Proverbs, the borrower is slave to the lender. You'll lend to many and not borrow. You're the head and not the tail.
Slave or servant, that word means. Yeah.
So we had to learn that and learn how to do it. But other than learning the word of faith, being born again and filled with the Spirit, and all the things that have ever happened to us personally and to the ministry and all, that one over the last 56 years has been the big one.
Amen.
Takes all the pressure off of you. Now, I'm impulsive. Little Miss Conservative over here. She'd say, no, wait a minute, Ken. No, hang on. We never did fuss about any of it. She'd say, let's just hang on to that and see if this is what the Lord wants us to do. Well, now, there's no question about it. Things that I thought this is surely what we must do, then I would just wait a minute there, but about the money. What about the that? And then find out. And the Lord said, "No, you jumped out ahead of me." He said, "I want you to do that, but nowhere close to now." He said, "I'll tell you when." And he said, "When the time comes, I'll provide the money." He's the God of more than enough.
Yes, He is.
And that's been the practice then. All these years, but I want you to notice what she did. Now, she was already planning a home. And we'd go on the road. She'd work on these things. And she just said, put her finger, that's what the book says, that's what we're going to do. Okay. And that's what we did.
And it worked.
And of all of the blessed things over all these years, everyone should be debt free. Now, in times of inflation, people that live and walk by faith never have to change their lifestyle in the good times or the bad, because we believe we have more than enough. And when you walk up to a gas pump, don't make fun of the president or anyone else. No. Don't do it. When you walk up there at that pump, I mean, stick that thing in that gas tank and say, glory to God, He meets all of my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank God, I just always have it. I always have more than enough. Somehow He'll do it because He promised it and He shed His blood to get it to me. He meets all of my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, by the anointing of Jesus. Don't forget the angels. Hallelujah. ministering spirits, you go and you cause my money to come. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation? Praise God. And just live in that area of being a forgiving person, a giving person, and a person of life and faith in the name of Jesus. This has been a good week in the things of God. And they think about this. You have a blood covenant with the Most High God. There was a woman that, oh, this is years ago. She was partner of the ministry. She called. So they gave me the call and I answered it. She said, Brother Copeland, my sister, she's kissing. I said, well, hold on, whoa. What's the matter? Well, I said, wait, whoa. Do you realize you have a blood covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, yeah, I said, wait a minute. You are blood bought, blood washed by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Who went everywhere doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus of Nazareth. Well, that's right, isn't it? I have a covenant. And then, boy, I tell you, she got huffy. Whoa, yeah, I was just shouting. And we went along there for a while. She called again. She said, well, she got better there for a while. But I said, now, wait a minute. I mean, the covenant hadn't changed any. God hasn't changed any. The blood hadn't changed any. You're the only one changing. Now, you're going to have to get on the devil's case. You have the blood name. Oh, I do, don't I? And boy, I tell you, she began to shout and go on and shout and go on. And then I got a call not long after that. She said, Brother Copeland, my sister is completely and totally healed. Thank God forevermore. I had another one, almost identically the same thing, only it was not her sister, it was her. She called. Well, she'd been healed of cancer under this ministry. And she called and she said, Brother Copeland, that old cancer's come back on me and I just called for you to pray. And the word came up in me and said, tell her to get her Bible. I said, get your Bible. And she said, I could hear it. She said, where is my Bible? Get my Bible for me. No word. Of course it came back. No one was resisting it. That's when the Lord said to me, no Bible, no word, no results. Why is this the word of God? That's what it's called. Because it's his bond, Gloria. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken or shall he not make it good? Behold, I receive commandment to bless, and he that blessed, I cannot reverse it. Ha ha. Glory to God. He's not a man that he should repent. Jesus, a man, didn't have to repent.
It said, I cannot reverse it.
I can't reverse it. He couldn't reverse the blessing. That was Balaam. And they're trying to get him to reverse the blessing God had put on Israel. He said, I can't do it. I've been commanded to bless. I can't reverse that. And so that's when this came out. No word, no results. 10% word, 10% results. 50% word, half the results. 100% word, 100% results. And you know, you and I both have had, you've had people come up to you. One man came up to her and said, well, I've done all I know to do. She said, well, the problem is you don't know enough to do. He said, well, what can I do to know more? She said, get my husband's tapes. And he did, and it worked. So you have to immerse yourself, total immersion in the Word of God. This is what we did when I went to Oral Roberts University. And when we got there, my mother, my mother had given me a tape of Kenneth Hagin's. And I'm there at her house. And I said, Mother, you have any tapes? She said, yeah, I'll look on that Webcord tape recorder there. On one side, you can write your own ticket with God. On the other side, Paul's Revelation by Kenneth E. Hagin. I'm telling you, I fell in love with faith right then. And Gloria came out and said, Gloria, listen to this. We have to have everything this man has. So we both listened to it. We were both stunned because we didn't know anything about the force of faith. I had my New Testament in my pocket and I pulled it out and I thought, oh, you can depend on this. This is the Word of God. It's His Word. And I just hugged it. Then I preached that there at Grace Temple. And when I did, Lou, I taught it in a morning service, and Lou Nichols walked around the church hugging her Bible like this. You can do the same thing. This is His Word, and He's good for it.
Yes, He is.
He is the eternal King of the universe. And God said, light be, and light was. At the speed of light, 186,000 miles a second. And in 24 hours, 16,994,764 miles of universe or something like that. In 24 hours.
A bunch of universe.
Yes. They're still expanding at the speed of light. And that's the God that's planned your life. That's the God that brought us together. Little girl from Center Point, little boy from Abilene. And we're out of time. It's been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week of faith and the Word. Gloria and I will be back in just a moment. When you pray, believe you receive it. Not after you see it, not after you feel it. When you pray, believe you receive it, and you will have it.
Join us for the Chattanooga Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, June 22nd through the 24th. Register at kcm.org/TN today.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Watch the BVOV broadcasts on demand. Search by topic or speaker and study along with the detailed daily broadcast notes. Or download the podcast version to listen on the go. Total immersion in the Word of God at home, in the car, at the gym, or in the waiting room. Find a schedule of KCM events and watch on demand. Search by date, speaker, or keyword for hours of inspiring truth from the Bible. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. You have been redeemed from the curse of poverty. Galatians 3:13 and 14 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law so the blessing of Abraham could come on us. Poverty was a part of that curse. Now, the covenant promises of God's word guarantee your right to enjoy a life filled with abundance. Galatians 6, 6 and 8 is one of God's promises for your prosperity. It says, "Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. You cannot cheat God. Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life." God is passionate about reaching those that are lost and need the saving power of our Lord Jesus. The way God does this is by sending ministers to teach God's word and be examples of his love to everyone they meet. Today is offering day on the broadcast. We would like to give you an opportunity to share in the benefits of spreading this gospel of God's kingdom. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is good ground to invest your seed. We take the time to pray over it and come into agreement with you for your abundant harvest. Then we put your seed to work by sending the absolute truth of God's word out on every available voice. Partners and friends, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for every seed you invest into this ministry. Together, you and I, we're bringing the life-changing power of God's word to every soul we meet. Let me pray over your offering today. Father, on behalf of the Lord Jesus, your anointed one, and by his anointing, I bless those who responded to this opportunity to sow. And I speak over their harvest, saying every good thing that is done is coming back to them by the Lord of heaven and earth, Jesus, the Lion and the Lamb, 100-fold. Amen and amen.
This is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you once again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. So give him a praise and we'll see you next week. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.